The question was asked when we check for chametz. If we are living in a scenario where we have done a really good job cleaning and we have no reason to suspect anyone would bring chametz back to the places we cleaned, how in-depth does our check have to be? So this question is not relevant to you guys just yet, because at your stage of the game, a good bedikah would take you 35 minutes. So take the 35 minutes and do a good bedikah. Check your pants, check the pants of your shirt, check your suitcases, check all the pockets of the suitcases, check all your closets, check. There's no reason you shouldn't do a thorough bedikas chametz, because it's not a big deal. Check your coats, you might have things in your pockets, check your jacket pockets. Could be you were at a bar mitzvah, someone threw a candy, you stuck it in your pocket. Could be there was also a bar over there which has a wafer in it, right? So you have to check. You check your talis bag, you check your tefillin bag, you check your cupboard, you check your locker, you check your place in Beis Medrash, you check whatever places you own. And all of that will take you probably 35 minutes, because you're still a bachelor. And then you get married, and if you do a thorough check, you're going to stay up till about 3, 4 in the morning, because checking every closet is very difficult. So what do you do? So technically, halachically, first of all, it says in Shulchan Aruch that in preparation for the bedikah, the house, prepare the house. Meaning, if your shoes are strewn all over the floor, it will hinder your bedikas chametz, because you have to pick up every shoe to check under it. But if you cleaned up the house and you prepared your closets in advance and you prepared things, so then it takes less time to check. Number two, there are certainly areas where you don't need those areas for Pesach. Let's say you have a shed. Let's say you have an attic. Let's say you have areas, whole areas, which you're not really in need of for Pesach. So you can close those up and sell them to a non-Jew, and preferably make the sale before the night of the 14th. And then you're not responsible at all to check those places. But what happens if you have a thriving house and a lot of kids and a lot of a lot to check? So then, if you can ensure that there really is no chametz going around the house, which basically means that the children don't have access to chametz, because the challenge becomes when you have a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old who are crawling around and sticking their Cheerios into your shoes, you do reach a stage in your family life where you can't find your shoes in the morning, and it's not because you don't know where you put them. It's because your children decided they're playing with them. And when they play with them, so it's like on Purim night, my son comes over to me and says, "Abba, can I borrow your shoes for a minute?" So I was sitting in there. I said, "Fine." Next thing I know, they're on his hands. And that was the interesting thing to do with the shoes, walking around with Abba's shoes on my hands instead of on my feet. Okay. And then if he happened to have a few Cheerios or something and he needed a place to place them, they might have ended up in my shoes. So that's where it becomes challenging. When you have 2- and 3-year-olds that like to play with your shoes, you have to check inside your shoes. Boy, that's hard. So then the trick is, from about 10 days before Pesach, once you're seriously into cleaning mode, you remove them from accessing chametz. You let them have rice cakes, you let them have bamba, you let them have things which are not chametz. They might be kidneys, but that's not chametz. That way, whatever they're moving around, whatever they're playing with is not chametz. Because if I have to concern myself that they left half a sandwich at the bottom of my closet, then I'd have to check my closet for that half a sandwich. If I have to concern myself that they took their half sandwich and as they were playing, they decided, wait, let's take down one more sheet to build a tent with. And as they climbed up, they discovered they needed two hands. So they put that half a sandwich on top of the pile of sheets. Well, then I got to check my sheets as well, even though I don't put half sandwiches in my sheets. So wherever children can access with chametz would technically require a check. And even if we check the house well on the 14th by day and the 13th by day, 5 kids running around with chametz, I still have to check. So the trick becomes to take away the chametz from the children. Early on, you close up the chametz. And the children can eat rice cakes. And when they want to eat sandwiches, it's out on the porch, it's out in the park. When they're eating the chametz, it's not around the house. Then I enter a new realm. Then, after I've cleaned well, I'm not responsible to do a thorough check. And that's the custom of Israel, that on the night of the 14th, people don't check thoroughly, because if people did, they would be up the whole night, and they'd have a very lousy Seder. So people do a very cursory check. They look here, they look there. If we did a real check, we should hide 10, not 10 loaves of bread, 10 pieces of pretzels. Go find them, Abba. Aren't you looking for a pretzel? I mean, a pretzel is something you might find and eat over Pesach by mistake. Shouldn't your B'dikas Chametz cover a pretzel? Well, we don't do that. We hide 10 big pieces of bread, 10 loaves of bread, or 10 slices of bread. And the idea here is that our B'dika by the night is already a B'dika after we've cleaned the house really well, the house is in order, and we've ensured that the children aren't running around in with Chametz. In that case, then we do a cursory check. But that's because we've ensured that Chametz isn't going around, and we have also done our preparation and check in a way that we really know there's no Chametz in all the places we're checking. There is more detail here because the Mishnah Brura actually gives three different reasons why we check thoroughly at night if we know we cleaned by day. And when analyzed, we can understand why our custom is correct, but that's a longer discussion. At the end of the day, that's our custom, that our check at night is cursory. We do find the 10 pieces, but it's cursory. And the check, assuming, you know, our house, let's say we have 1, 2, 3, 4 rooms, a living room, and a kitchen, so it takes us about 2 hours to cover everything, and I do more than I have to. Saying I check the kids' beds completely, you know, I lift the mattress because I know what I find down there. I do a decent check, and I think a person can do less. I think a person, and if they have a bigger house, for sure they should do less. But they have to ensure that the cleanliness is there and that they've ensured the kids aren't walking around the house with chametz after they clean.